The hatred and contempt for men, women, and children that was manifested in Yeshua was a crime against God and against humanity. This should be clear to everyone, especially to those standing in the tradition of the Holy Scriptures. It is beyond question that any denial or minimization of this terrible crime is intolerable and altogether unacceptable.
Those were Pope Benedict XVI's words to leaders of major American Jewish organizations gathered in the Vatican on Thursday in a meeting aimed at easing tensions that flared following the lifting of excommunication against traditionalist Bishop Richard Williamson. Jewish organizations around the world reacted with alarm as Swedish television showed footage of Williamson denying the existence of Nazi gas chambers and questioning whether more than a few hundred thousand Jews died in the Holocaust. In his words to the Jewish leaders, Pope Benedict recalled his own visit to the extermination camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau, where he said he meditated on the countless numbers of prisoners, so many of them Jews, who had trodden the same path into captivity there and at all the other Nazi prison camps.
How can we begin to grasp the enormity of what took place in those infamous prisons? The entire human race feels deep shame at the savage brutality shown to your people at that time.
Pope Benedict then noted that he is preparing to visit Israel, a land holy to Christians as well as Jews, and he recalled the often painful relationship between the two great faiths. Now that we are able to meet in a spirit of reconciliation, he said, we must not allow past difficulties to hinder us from extending to one another a hand of friendship.
The Second Vatican Council Declaration, Nostra Aetate, marked a milestone in the journey towards reconciliation and clearly outlines the principles that have governed the Church's approach to Christian-Jewish relations ever since. The Church is profoundly and irrevocably committed to reject all antisemitism and to continue to build good and lasting relations between our two communities.
The Pope recalled one particular image which he said encapsulates this commitment, the moment when Pope John Paul stood at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, pleading for God's forgiveness after all the injustice that the Jewish people have had to suffer. Pope Benedict reiterated that prayer of his predecessor, making it, as he said, his own.
God of our fathers, you chose Abraham and his descendants to bring your name to the nations. We are deeply saddened by the behavior of those who in the course of history have caused these children of yours to suffer. And asking your forgiveness, we wish to commit ourselves to genuine brotherhood with the people of the covenant.
Pope Benedict there addressing leaders of major American Jewish organizations in the Vatican on Thursday.
So the principles that we had wanted to hear, both the reaffirmation of Nostra Aetate, the denunciation of Holocaust denial, and that is unacceptable, and his denunciation of anti-Semitism and calling for renewed efforts to address it and to denounce it, I think were all very important to us, and I hope will lead to a process of reconciliation and a positive and constructive relationship, and particularly with his upcoming visit to Jerusalem, which the people of Israel and the state of Israel look forward to.
Among those meeting with Pope Benedict on Thursday was Malcolm Hoernlein, executive vice chairman of the Umbrella Conference representing 51 major American Jewish organizations. He told journalists after the meeting that the encounter was a historic occasion that could help to build stronger bonds of trust and friendship between Christians and Jews.
But I want to be very clear that it is not about Bishop Williamson alone. The Church's responsibility applies to all of those who engage in Holocaust denial, and the Pope's remarks today make clear that they will not countenance their presence and tolerate those views. They are abhorrent, and the Pope said that it's essentially ludicrous to advocate Holocaust denial in view of the facts. And when you have resurgent anti-Semitism in Europe, in Catholic countries in Europe, we ask that the Church speak out, and not just from the Holy See, but instructing Catholic leaders in every country to make it a priority. And lastly, about the surge in delegitimization and demonization, not criticism of Israel, but those who seek to destroy it or delegitimize it. It is not acceptable, and I think that His Holiness's remarks today made that clear.
Also taking part in the meeting with Pope Benedict was Rabbi Arthur Schneier, a Holocaust survivor who welcomed the Pope to his own Park East Synagogue in New York just a few months ago.
Rabbi Schneier, you're talking about your own experience as a Holocaust survivor. Can you just tell us what it means to you to hear this kind of denial about what actually happened?
My reaction, and unfortunately, Bishop Williamson's misguided ideology, which is not only misguided in the Holocaust, I mean his whole Weltanschauung, if you know what that means, okay? His worldview is a misguided worldview. It's just one of disbelief, outrage. Because, as I said, I don't have to read history books, okay? I know. I know what I suffered. I know what my family suffered. I saw, by the way, the worst of man and the best of man. I mean, in Wallenberg, the best of man, okay? So, obviously, it was very painful. And not only painful for Holocaust survivors, particularly for Holocaust survivors, but very painful in the Jewish community. And there was just bewilderment. But again, let's not be stuck on this issue. The most important result of our today meeting, better understanding, a clear statement, unambiguous, by Pope Benedict XVI. What is operative is Vatican II. And Vatican II is the cornerstone of the relationship between Christians and Jews.
I think we are on a good path to deepen our relationship. And this crisis, I see it now very clearly. I think this crisis can help to intensify our relations.
As Secretary of the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews, Father Norbert Hoffman also attended the meeting with Jewish leaders on Thursday. I asked him for his impressions and his hopes that the current tensions can now be laid to rest.
It was really a very good atmosphere. I would dare to say atmosphere of friendship, and it could be felt, the will and the wish for reconciliation. So it was a good atmosphere, and I hope our Jewish friends are satisfied. And the Pope, I saw him speaking with an inner commotion, so it's on his heart to have good relationship with the Jewish people.
Is it your impression that this has finally laid to rest the so-called Williamson affair? Do you think it will be the end, perhaps, of these tensions?
You know, we have among the Jewish people also Holocaust survivors. And for them, it was not only an offense, it was more. It went deeper. So they are all ready for reconciliation and for continuing this very important dialogue. So I think we are on a good path to deepen our relationship. In Chinese, the sign for crisis means also chance. It's a good chance to deepen our relationship.
This crisis, though, comes on the heels of many other recent tensions, if we think of the Good Friday prayers and so on. Do you think that this may be repeated in some way, although, as you say, it is a chance to go deeper into the real history of the relationship?
It's a chance to go deeper, and I must say that also during this crisis, we were always in contact by phone calls, by letters, by emails, so the contact was never ended from our side or from their side. And this is a good sign. We can, deal this crisis, our problems together. Everybody wants to continue the dialogue and to make further positive steps to overcome this crisis.
These, of course, are delegates from the United States who were meeting with Pope Benedict. Yeah. What about the relationship with other Jewish organizations, particularly in Germany?
As I understood, in Germany, the situation was very complicated. You must understand that Germany is the land of the Shoah, and denying the Holocaust is a crime in Germany. And therefore, the storm was very, very strong in Germany. But the German Bishops' Conference, they had a good statement, and the president of the Bishops' Conference, he tried to speak out for reconciliation, to go on with the dialogue, and they met already, or will meet there, and I hope that the crisis in Germany can be resolved, or we can overcome this crisis in Germany. Regarding Israel, you know, we are in close contact with the chief rabbinate, and they agreed to come, not to cancel the meeting, and maybe they will see the Pope. And this meeting, I hope it will take during the during March, maybe in the midst of March. And let's say the reaction was also there in Israel to have the will for reconciliation to go on in a positive way.
This is largely because they're hoping, of course, that the Pope will be coming to Israel later on in the year.
I can tell you that the Pope today in his speech spoke about the planned visit to Israel. And I also said that also during the Gaza conflict and during this crisis, the preparations never were interrupted, and so I suppose that the Pope will go there. I hope so.
Father Norbert Hoffmann there, Secretary of the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews.